Hello, everybody. I'm Tamika, and welcome to my very first podcast. Well, I'm so excited to be here with you. This is a place where we will talk about life, faith, and God's word. You guys know how excited I get about God's word. But today, I'll be sharing some personal things with you guys. Always, I would share, of course, some personal things, but the main thing I really want us to talk about is God's word. But I'll share a story with you guys about how I almost didn't post this episode a year ago. So a year ago, I was supposed to start a podcast teaching the word of God. And I didn't do it because it was some closer friends and ministers to me that actually ended up doing it like right before I was actually supposed to set the start date. And in my brain, you know how we do, I started thinking like, well, if I do it, they're going to think I did it because they did it, or no, I got to not do it because how am I going to do it? I need to wait and let them get very great at it and successful at it. And just everything kept telling me what not to do. I'm like, I don't look good enough. I need to do this. I need to have this. And so, no. God rode me a long time until finally I came to a place of surrender. And I decided I was going to do what God called me to do, because everybody have an audience of people that's for them. And I know for sure what God called me to do. And so I was not going to run another day. And so, bear with me. This is my first episode, but I am thankful and grateful to be here. But for a long time, I doubted myself. I thought, who would listen? Am I good enough? I even worried that my voice wasn't important. But over time, I realized that God gave me a message to share, and it's bigger than my fear. It's bigger than anything that's telling me not to. Amen. And so I just wanted to kind of share that with you. And so what's been on my heart, because I was like, God, what do I start off with? And one of the things that's been on my heart is just the condition of the heart of God's people. My daughter was trying out for something over my daughter's in theater, and she was trying out, and not just her. I would listen to her as she was trying out. I was listening to her concerns and the questions she had for God. And I began to tell her, you know what? Go ask God. And I only ask God, listen to his word or read his word and allow God to tell you. And then I began to watch something on YouTube, and it was this guy, and he was talking about how he was trying to change his life. And when he was trying to change his life, he said that he got baptized and he did so many things, but then he realized like his life wasn't changing. And so that he went back to things like, you know, like drugs or whatever it was that was filling that comfort, because he was like thinking like things would change for him right away. And so I thought about that. And then I thought about the fact that he was thinking just baptism, even though baptism is a symbol of, you know, our new life in Christ. Does baptism actually mean you gain salvation? What is salvation? You know, what is it? What does it mean to actually be saved? And then I thought about what the guy was saying, like he came to God and he was looking for like things to change. His financial stuff wasn't changing. And so a lot of people come to God in that way. They think like, let me come to God. And when I come to God, then things are going to change financially for me. They come after God for his hand and never truly want God. They don't want the relationship with God. When they're in a bind, they want to call on God and say, God, help me out. Help me out. I need you. I'm coming to you. I've changed my life. Now give me the desires and this money and this stuff. But that's not the reason that we come to God. We come to God because first and foremost, we want salvation. We want the gift of salvation. And then we want a personal relationship. We want to be discipled. It's not about just having God's hand. God is, he is not a genie. A lot of things he can do, but he is not a genie just to grant you your magical wish whenever you need it. But your whole goal is for relationships. So after salvation, you definitely want to have discipleship. Amen. So I don't want to keep you guys long today on this first podcast, but I do want to transition in salvation. I said, God, where would I start? And you guys, if you know me, I am very much at the heart of the cross. I'm not perfect. I've done a lot of things that's not God's ways. I am not a perfect person. I love teaching God's word, but I'm not perfect. And so as we open the scripture together, I will always have the Bible with me, because our main guidance for anything that we talk about here will always be the word of God. Amen. And so when we think about salvation, salvation is the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. It's God's way of saving us, forgiving our sin, and giving us a personal relationship with him, our Father. And the Bible makes it clear that this is a gift for everyone. For who? For everyone. Amen. And so with that being said, let's look at some key scriptures. I'm going to go into one of the favorite scriptures that's kind of clear. It is Romans. So you guys go get your Bible. This is going to be interactive now, especially when I start going actual doing stuff and giving you guys assignments. But we're all going to, of course, open our Bible. So if you can, go to Romans 10, 9, 10. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. I'll read that for you. Again, just for those stragglers, Romans 10, verses 9 through 10. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him would not be put to shame. Amen. And so I'll give you a story. When I first came to Christ, when I first actually came into the faith, I would worship and I would be a part of the faith. But to be honest with you, I did not truly believe in Jesus Christ. But I used to say, well, just in case he's real, I'm gonna do everything I'm supposed to do. I'm going to do this ministry. I'm a good person. I'm a great person. I know he's going to lead me in. And then I stumbled across a scripture that said, you know, some people is going to say, Lord, Lord, I did this and I did this and I did this. And he's going to say, get away from me. I never knew you. And I said, hold up. Could that be me? And so I began to ask myself, do I know him? And I began to say, man, do I believe? And so I remember going into my front room and I began to say, you know, let me find out what salvation was. I began to search scripture to, you know, find out exactly who Jesus was and what this salvation was. I saw that in Ephesians it said, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no man can boast. Okay. John 3:16, my granddaddy's favorite scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So when I got into the front room, you guys, I'm up there like on my knees trying to say this in the prayer. And I'm like, okay, I believe. And what, as I said it, I did not believe it. So I could not say it. And I felt bad because I'm like, man. And so something quickened in me to say, ask God. So I began to ask God, it's hard for me to believe that a man you sent here to carry a cross that he died and he rose. Oh, this is so hard for me, God. Like, this is difficult. I can't believe it. I need you to help me. I need you to help me with my unbelief because I can't. And so I began to pray that prayer. And as I prayed that prayer, something opened on the inside of my heart. Like, I could feel it. And no. Like, I'm serious. I began to get back on the floor in my front room, living room, for those who don't know what a front room is. And I said, and I begin to say the prayer, but this time I believed it. I believed it wholeheartedly. I believed it. And I begin to recite it. And I begin to tell God what I believe. And I begin to ask God to become Lord over my life. And I begin to just feel God. Sorry, guys. I get carried away. I get just reflecting to that point. I just get so carried away. And I begin to feel God. And he began to open my heart. And with that, man, if you ever became, when you first came to Christ, I began to think I can do anything. And actually, that feeling should have never left. That feeling that you get is the feeling that it is, because the word of the Lord says that we will be able to do the things that Christ did and more. But somewhere along the line, we lose that fire. And so then I thought I could do anything. I would pull over and say, let's go here and let's go there. I begin to proclaim the name of Jesus. And so that's where God began to talk to me truly about salvation and really going out to help others get saved. And so as we delve into what salvation was, that's exactly what it is. It's a gift. It's kind of like if you have children and they get, of course, you give them a gift. And so let's say I have a child. And if you have a child and you're trying to give them a gift, it's not that you give them, like even for Christmas, we give gifts. We give the gifts to our children. Did the child have to pay for that gift? No, they just received and they benefited off the gift. But many times for those gifts, we tell them they got to be good and do all of those things. That's the difference with Christ. There is no condition on the gift. He freely gave his life while we were yet still sinners. Some people say, well, how am I a sinner? Well, God had me focusing on this story in Genesis. Okay. So if we go to Genesis, you will see that Eve, of course, she bit the forbidden fruit. And it says that she gave it to her husband, right? So because of that, they both took part, mankind, in doing something that was forbidden. So when God gave them the consequences of their actions, anybody that came out of the loins, out of the bloodline of Adam and Eve, which was us, all humankind, you bore the sin of that. So that means that's you. We were all born sinners. We bore that sin. We came out of that loin. And so in order to receive the sacrifice, we needed God. And so first we would sacrifice animals and things and spill blood for the different sin offering. But even with that, that was not good enough. And so the only good enough sacrifice that came was Jesus Christ. And he came and he died. And when he died, he took the consequences of our sin. The punishment for sin is death. That's the punishment. And so he came and he bore the punishment and he overcame death. And because he did that, and whoever accept him, for whoever believe and accept him in faith and confesses him, we are given the gift. Nothing you do that way, no man can boast. You can't boast and say, I'm this, I'm that. I did this, I did that. How you live your life after salvation comes after discipleship or whatever. But the gift is nothing you did. You didn't live great enough to get the gift. You didn't do anything to get the gift at all. You received the gift freely. So because of that, You cannot boast, or you cannot, it can't even, it's your gift. That's it. It's a gift. It's nothing you did. You received the gift. Now, for those, I hope I didn't want to make this one long. I just wanted to kind of harp on salvation. In many of our episodes coming, we will be going into like some actual teaching of different stories in the Bible. Y'all, it can get juicy, honey. You get to the point where you got your Saul, you got your David. Man, we're going to get into there one time when we're going to be talking about Mr. Exposure, the cutting the heads off. It's some things that's in the word that you need to know that's going to help you, of course, with even today's world. And so we're going to learn Bible like you're going to get the Bible. And then it's going to help you, because as you learn more of the word, you're going to want to eat more of the word on your own. And that's one of the goals. Also, I'm also starting a discipleship group. It's a private discipleship group. So if you would like to be a part of that, I want you to inbox me. It is a private group. I am doing like a small group at first. So once I get to that limit, then I'm going to stop and close the group. But as we begin to learn, I'll be opening a group back up. But if you're interested in learning the Bible, you're interested in knowing your call, like you're like, what is my purpose? What the only person that can give you purpose is the only person that brought you here, and that is Christ. And so you're interested, and you're interested in working in your purpose, working for God, doing what God called you to do. That's the group for you. Those are the people that we would like, people that desire the true meat of the word. They desire to truly walk in purpose. And they just desire to truly, truly be disciple. It is a discipleship group, because a lot of people receive salvation but do not go to discipleship. They receive salvation and they don't let discipleship shape their lives into what God would have them to be. And so that's what that group about. So I do want to invite you to go ahead and join if you want to. Send me an inbox, send me a message, and then of course I'll pray about it. I'll talk to you and ask you some questions to make sure you're truly committed. And then it's free to join. It does not cost anything. It's free. The gospel is free. And so then I'll add you to the group. So we'll have that group and I'll give you the details. Okay. So let's go back to anybody that wants to receive salvation. Like I told you guys, salvation is a gift from God. We cannot earn it by being good enough or doing certain things. It comes through faith in Jesus. So our steps, I'll give you the scripture just in case you want to look it up. Romans 3:23. You must first recognize that you are a sinner. 2, you must believe that Jesus died for your sins and rose again. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. 3, you must confess him as Lord and receive him in your life. We already discussed that. Romans 10:9. Think of it, you guys, as like receiving a gift. You don't earn it. You just accept it. See, when many people give gifts in this today's world, some of those gifts are conditional, which makes them not really be a true gift from the heart. But our God gives true gifts with nothing, no strings attached. It's not conditional. It's unconditional. A true gift is unconditional. You don't earn it. You just accept it. So if you want to receive the gift of Christ today, you can pray with me. Amen. All right. I'll give you a minute. I want you to make that decision and be truthful with yourself if you do. Also, if you're not joining the discipleship group, but you still decide today that you would like to be saved and you go through this this prayer with me, let me know. Inbox me. I still want to know. I want to know those that that receive Christ. You know, I can give you resources if you're you need places to go to help you with your walk. And I just want to pray with you as well, especially you. Those will be the people I would love to pray with individually. Amen. So if you want to receive the gift today, pray with me. Examine your heart first. I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I admit that I am a sinner and I need you. I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen. If you prayed that sincere prayer with all of your heart, then congratulations, you are now saved. I encourage you to read the Bible. If you want to know where to start, it's always a great idea to start with the Gospels. I started with Luke. Yeah, right after salvation in the floor, in my front room, my living room, I started with Luke. And boy, did it change my life. So read your Bible, pray daily, find a church community, grow in your faith. Amen. I am truly proud of you. I look forward to hearing a lot from you for your walk. I am grateful all of you could be here today. Thank you for listening to my first episode. I hope this message encouraged you and reminded you that God's love is for everyone. If you like this episode, please share. Please share it and join me again next week or anytime we come together for our next lesson from the Word of God. We will be having lessons from the Word of God. We will just have hot topics. Sometime we'll get on here and we'll talk about things that's going on. We would talk about it and we would base a lot of our responses on what God thinks. But who cares what we think? Our standard is the Word of the Lord. Amen. And so I can't wait to take this journey with you guys, and I'll pray for you guys. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you for everybody that tuned in, Father God. During their busy day, Father God, I thank you, Father God, for all of those that accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior, Father God. Father God, your word says that the heavens rejoice, so I rejoice as well, Father God. I thank you, Father God. I ask God that you guide them, Father God, that you allow them to be properly discipled, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, your word, Father God says, Father God, that no weapon formed against us should prosper, Father God. Your people, no weapon formed against your people, Father God, to prosper, Father God. So I thank you, Father God, that you're causing, Father God, things to be dismantled, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you're causing, Father God, hearts to be open, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you're causing, Father God, things to switch around, Father God. I thank you that even more so, you're causing people to have personal relationships with your Father God. I thank you, Father God, that they shall not desire your hand, Father God, but they shall desire your heart, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that your people shall desire full relationship with you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. Thank you for your peace. I thank you for your joy. We are grateful, Father, for you. We are grateful for everything you've done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. See you guys next time. Amen.